This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. The Illinois Junior Beef Association has their first show of the season this weekend at the Illinois Beef Expo. The show kicks off their points program, and the members will continue collecting points at shows throughout the season. I talked with Illinois Beef Association Director of Communications, Jill Johnson, to find out more about the program. Sat through the bull sale already today. Great turnout. Wanted to talk to you about the Illinois Junior Beef Association, as this weekend is really the kickoff, the first show, and kicks off their point system. And just to talk about that a little.
Absolutely. We sort of formed the Illinois Junior Beef Association a few years ago and are really proud of how it's come along and all of our exhibitors here. And that'll show in the Junior Show on Saturday and Sunday this weekend. This Illinois Beef Expo is the first show on the 2016 calendar for our Junior Point Show program. So everyone that exhibits here will have the opportunity to start collecting points for that program, and then we'll continue to collect points as they show at spring jackpot shows, at county fairs, and of course state shows as well. So we're really, really excited to sort of start that format here in February and see all of the families come to Springfield with the, you know, the livestock that they're going to be exhibiting for the next six months or so. So it's a fun week with a lot of really great families.
And with that point system, is there whoever collects the most points, do they win something at the end of the year?
That's correct. There's an opportunity to win a year's lease of a trailer. There's some prize money. We've got some great allied industry sponsors that give prizes as well, and some Illinois Junior Beef Association apparel. So yeah, there's some fun stuff that goes with it, and it's fun to celebrate all the hard work of the kids. And of course, on Saturday, right before the show starts at 3:30, we have the Illinois Junior Beef Association Point Show Program recognition ceremony for the 2015 year. So those kids that have won prizes from their efforts in 2015 will be recognized, and then we'll go ahead and kick off 2016.
Sounds like an exciting event. Is there an age limit or requirement to be a member of the Junior Beef Association?
Junior Beef Association age is from 8 to under 21. So we capture most youth in the state, and we're just really thrilled to have so many great families involved, and the junior board, the directors are very, very passionate about agriculture and the cattle industry, and have some good ideas for some exciting things coming up here this summer for our juniors.
If there are youth that are interested in joining the association, how can they do that?
Absolutely. I mean, we're here at the Illinois Beef Expo, so if they're interested in joining, we can take care of that here or always on our website, illinoisbeef.com.
Director of Communications for the Illinois Beef Association, Jill Johnson. We'll be back with more after these messages. The Illinois Department of Agriculture is preparing for the seventh season of the Illinois State Fairgrounds Community Garden. A meeting is scheduled to take place on March 3rd at 5:30 for new and returning gardeners. The meeting will be held in the Illinois Department of Agriculture Auditorium, located on the Illinois State Fairgrounds inside Gate 11. Weather permitting, the garden is set to open on April 4th. Syngenta is the garden sponsor this year and will provide a variety of seeds free of charge to interested gardeners. Gardeners will also have access to water, tools, and compost. Garden mentoring is also available for inexperienced gardeners through the University of Illinois Master Gardener Program. There are 200 plots available, and each plot costs $20. The garden is located on the infield of the Illinois State Fair Grandstand Racetrack and was created to give individuals who don't have a space for a garden a friendly and safe environment to grow fresh fruits and vegetables, flowers, herbs, and other plants. Both organic and non-organic garden plots will be available. For more information, you can visit the Illinois Department of Agriculture website or call 217-558-7041. USDA analysts have once again lowered their expectations for U.S. agricultural exports this fiscal year. In August, the USDA forecasted exports to reach roughly $138 million. That forecast was revised in December to $131 million, and now USDA predicts exports will total $125 million, down more than 10% from last year. USDA economist Rob Johansson unveiled the new numbers at the Agriculture Outlook Forum on Thursday. Johansson says one-third of the decline is because of reduced sales to China. Other factors include lower grain and feed export prices, along with strong competition and weaker world demand. However, USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack expressed confidence, saying there is going to be a huge need for food in this country and the world long term. Vilsack expects U.S. producers to lead the world in meeting that increased long-term demand. And now it's time for our weekly hay auction preview with Mike Hamilton. The auction starts at 11 a.m. tomorrow, and Mike expects to have a nice amount of hay again this week.
So far, we've got two loads of really nice third crop alfalfa in 3x3s. It's got a lot of good color to it. We've got a load of grass hay in 3x3s, and we got a semi-load of straw in 3x3s. Oak straw will be excellent for bedding. And then we've got, should have 150, 200 round bales. And then we've got one fella called and said he was going to bring in around 200 bales of good alfalfa. So I'm expecting somewhere 1,500 to 2,000 small squares again this week.
For more information about Hamilton's Madison County Hay Auction, you can call Mike at 618-410-4293. Or visit the auction website at HamiltonHayAuction.com. And that's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.